welcome to my show. You're in the thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour doing psychic readings for the listening audience. Get your pen and paper ready. I'll be giving the numbers out in a moment. I'm here every Sunday and Thursday, 1 a.m., 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday and Thursday. The musical piece you were listening to at the beginning of the show is titled Going Within. I like to mention it at every show. I'm very proud of it. It was created, written, and played by Joe Dex, and you can find out more about Joe Dex and his music at my website, www.michaelgoger.com. Okay, everyone, get your pens ready. Toll-free, USA and Canada. Toll-free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free, Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And we got a caller already. I'll go to the caller and get busy and get some work done. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. What's your first name?
This is Andrea.
Andrea, what part of the world are you calling from?
Indiana.
Indiana. Nice. I think that's my first Indiana.
Okay.
I'm going to keep a track of where the callers are, because I love the internet and the global atmosphere we have here with internet radio and the internet. Andrea, you heard me read before?
I've heard you. Yes, I have.
Okay. So I'll just jump into your reading.
Well, thank you.
Okay. General reading. And I'll tell you, I feel, I keep hearing bless, bless, bless. And a connection to angels all around me for some reason here. You collect angels, or you got an interest in metaphysics, or?
Well, no, I don't collect angels, but I do have. I'm a pretty spiritual person.
Yeah, you pray to a special angel? I just keep hearing angels, angels, angels.
No, I don't have a particular one.
not anyone in particular, huh?
No, but I do feel like I have a special guide that's been around me.
Okay. Well, you are definitely guided and connected to spirit. I'm hearing your coincidences aren't coincidences, and you know that. You feel that things are spirit-led, and you know when you're being communicated with, too, I'm hearing for you. Andrea, I'm being pulled to my thoughts and my heart. I'm going to the past and memories and with you for some reason. I want to reach into my past, reach back into my past, I'm hearing. And like somebody there needs to hear from you, or they're going to be seeking you out. So be open to this, Andrea. Maybe an old friend or a relative you haven't seen in a while. Possibly, or reaching out or contacting you somehow, or so maybe there is something going on now and you're trying to help someone. I'm getting invited to a gathering or an event, and I feel like there's going to be, it's going to be emotional, a lot of emotions there. I feel again like it might be a family event or a gathering or just with some good friends, and the connection might be made there. So go to any event you might get invited to, because I feel like they're going to be above and beyond and very special for you.
Okay.
I'm also getting a male too now, growing closer to me. Are you in a relationship, or are you looking, or?
I'm looking.
Okay, you're looking. I don't think you're going to be looking too much longer. I want to say, I'm hearing 11 days, but it feels longer to me for some reason. I want to go into February, March, middle of March, with a relationship actually being on the scene anyway. So if you are wondering about, you know, where your love life is headed or what's going on with your love life, I would look for something by probably as you get ready to go into April, someone being there for you. I feel like he may come out of, he may even come out of the work arena or word of mouth or a friend of a friend. So be open to this type of a thing. Okay?
Okay.
Was there a lover in the past or somebody that you separated not too long ago or you're still connected to?
Yes, there is somebody.
I feel like there's somebody on my heart already, and I feel kind of past with this a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely past.
Yeah. You ever wonder if he's coming back or pray for him? Is this a possibility with this? Or?
Well, I'm trying to think. The one person that I thought about was a high school friend who lives down south, but I don't expect him to come back.
Well, don't rule out this connection from the past being a love interest or a possibility of a love interest. Keep that in mind.
Hmm.
Okay? And there's a go-between, too, a mutual friend or family member kind of playing a role in connecting us or allowing it to happen. So keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
All right. So you look for that probably around the beginning of April. Now, there was something else on your mind that I didn't touch on. I could feel you kind of thinking about it. Is there something else you needed to...
Well, I've been looking for a job for quite a long time, so I've been wondering, is it coming?
For a job?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think... I also feel that coming through for you, too. Now, what I'm feeling with this is probably... And you've been looking for a long time, huh?
Yes, I have.
Okay. You're not too far away. I want to say... within 30 days, you're working.
Oh.
Within 30 days. Within 30 days, and again, look for a connection, somebody connecting you with this, too.
Okay.
I want to say, Andrea, are you moving?
I had no immediate plans, but I really want to.
Mm. Okay, because they just went to moving for some reason. And, you may see this thought manifesting and also being tied into being pulled to the past, the people and the events, and also with the work and romance. This is interesting. It's almost like... out of nowhere, the prospects of moving pop up. And I feel like it's like all the pieces to the puzzle fall into place. Friendships, romance, and employment is centered around this. So if for some reason they're mixing all this together.
Okay.
Interesting. So watch for this. If... connections to the past keep popping up or you're pulled in a certain direction and there's all of a sudden there's ideas and thoughts, hey, I know a guy, hey, I know a job, this type of a thing.
Okay.
Be open to that. And I don't think you're too far from working. I feel like as you go into April, you're probably working. And I feel like you're happy with it. And not only that, there's a advancement and... some excitement with this, almost like I got I'm training for something new in my life too, so the newness to it excites me and keeps me interested also on top of being a job. So
okay,
something with clinical setting possibly or hospital, or are you a nurse or connected to the field?
No, I'm not a nurse, but I was in psychology for a while, so that might be somewhat of a hospital setting.
Psychiatrist?
Not quite that intricate, but I have been in the field.
Right. Well, target this area because I feel like it's going to be in that area.
Oh, okay.
And clinical health services, therapy, this type of a thing. I'm getting this type of a structure with the where I wind up working. So, and I feel like it may be connected to children or young adults too. So, keep that in mind too. I'm just trying to give you some places to look and.
Well,
okay. And everything else looks good. By April, hopefully you're in a relationship and working.
Wow. And next month, I'm in a little legal matter. Do you feel anything about that?
I was going to ask you if there was something going on where there was negotiating and somebody was acting as an advisor. And I felt that going well for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like your advisors are good. You got a good advisors.
Okay.
So, is there an attorney involved?
I don't have one.
Okay, do you have to get one?
Yeah.
Okay, look for a female, because you're going to have a female attorney, and she really knows her stuff.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right,
oh,
everything.
Thank you.
And you're going to do well with that. It's going to go well.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks so much.
All righty, Andrea. Take care of yourself.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Tell your friends about us. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Okay. Good night. All right, everybody. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts with Michael Goger. We're here every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing just what you're listening to, psychic readings for the listening audience. So give us a ring. I would like to point out my website. Please visit it. Sign my guest book. Say hi. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you want to do. Give me some ideas and some comments. Just say hi, even. And visit the rest of the site. Everything is there. How to get in contact with me for private sessions, if you would like. Last week, I made a mistake. I cited some prices, and they were wrong, and it was just one of those days, but I do make email readings available now, and last week I said $24.95. I don't know how I did that. It was $17 for an email reading. So if you're interested in an email reading, just email me, and I will respond. And no, I don't do the typing or the spelling. Thank God. Those of you that know me appreciate that. That I don't do the typing and the spelling. So it's professionally prepared and typed and sent to you. For $17, you can't go wrong. Email me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. And write on your calendar, the last Thursday of every month, I have a good friend and fellow radio show host, Allison Bauman. She is the host of Visible by Numbers every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And she's with me the last Thursday of every month, so write that on your calendar. She's an awesome numerologist, and I love working with her. Caller, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, Michael. This is Will, W1 to Talk. I'm on your chat, I believe. Well, actually, on your website.
W1, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And what's your first name?
William.
William?
Yeah.
William, finally, I get to meet you and hear you.
I know. It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I always said I wish this guy would call and get through.
Yeah.
And finally you did. Matter of fact, I said it this morning. I was thinking about you. It's strange how the universe works.
Okay.
Mysterious.
All right.
I'm glad you got through, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
And like you, William, I apologize for not being able to respond all the time because I lose some of my messages and I can't keep up with it sometimes. So
okay.
Keep that in mind if I ever don't respond or because I load up my system and I turn all my lights on, and it's a lot of times I walk away.
Yeah.
And I go do something else. So I'm not just saying that to you, William. It's a good topic, and I wanted to bring it up on here so everybody knows that I'm not always in front of the system.
Okay.
Okay, William. What part of the world are you calling from?
I'm actually from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. So you heard me read and chat and on radio, so I'll just jump into your reading and see if there's something that I can help you with, buddy.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You got healing abilities, William. I don't know if you know that or you have an interest in the healing arts, but I just wanted to relay that to you. It was jumping out at me.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Do you work in the field?
No. I was told a while back that that was something that I could have been a part of.
Oh,
but
very
I didn't
much
know
so.
In what capacity, though. I didn't.
Very much so. I believe in any capacity. And any field connected to it would automatically make you feel better.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about changing or looking, talk at these areas because our careers and our energy patterns, everything has energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a field you belong in, you automatically feel better. Automatically. So
okay.
I'm not saying you're automatically happy, but you automatically feel better.
It would make more sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, anyway, if you're looking for work or you're thinking about switching or you're wondering why you just don't feel right, I believe there's a strong connection to the healing arts in that field with you, and you would do well with it, too, if you went into it. I feel like somebody... are you going somewhere, William? Have you got to travel or move? Or?
No, I've been trying to actually move. But I haven't been able to pull the resources together to do that. So,
speak up just a little bit, William.
Oh, I've been trying to move. Like, I've been trying to get my resources together to move. But I actually have been unable to. That's something I want to do, but it's something that is not within my grasp right now. That's all.
To move.
Yes.
To relocate.
Yes.
Okay. You're gonna relocate. You're gonna move.
Okay.
And it's in the stars here for you. So I'm being shown this. I feel like first of all, did a friend or a family member just leave your life or go somewhere?
There was a friend. He concerned me a lot because of his background. And he's been exposed to a lot of different things. And my concern was that he wanted to get to a certain place, but it feels like mentally he wasn't ready to go to that place. Because it feels like there would have been a lot of bad influence. But I don't know. The thing is, I haven't been in contact with him.
Okay, I'm just getting a friend that might have been pulled or separated a little bit, and they're reaching out.
Yeah.
And I feel like they need you in a way. So you might want to, pull closer or pray for them or think about them or call them or reach out.
I mean, I have, but he's a very independent person.
Mm-hmm.
And a very self, self-defensive, that's all,
Okay. Well, anyway, you're going to see that improve, William.
Okay.
And you're going to see some of the barriers come down, and I believe that you're going to see a coming together of one way or another, so you're going to see an improvement there.
Okay.
All right, I just needed to throw that in before I, went on with the reading. Now, let's see. I just wanted to clear that up. Now, are you changing jobs, William, or were you looking for a new job?
Yeah, I'm actually looking for a new job because I had a job that was physically taxing. So I'm looking, yeah.
Okay, well, I feel as though I'm going to be getting an offer of some kind. And it's not too far off, buddy. I feel like probably within 2 weeks,
okay,
I'm going to be bumping into something that that I'm interested in.
Okay.
So, and I feel like it may be in the healing field, that type of direction. So be very open to this, okay?
Okay.
And I'm hearing like it's like a partnership, or like there might be two people running it, or in the title is a indicator that it's a partnership business type thing. So watch for that, okay?
All right, thank you. That's it.
Okay, and I'm also getting some stress and strain in friendship and relationship, and I think we touched on that, and I feel like that's going to blow over and improve.
Okay.
So these are just some of the things that they're concerned about and figuring you want to hear about, so I just repeat what I'm hearing in my head and just trying to answer some questions for you. Now, things are going to expand for you. I'd figure by August... I want to go to February, March. By March, I believe your relationships and friendships are really improved, and especially the significant ones that have problems. And you're on a job that you like and enjoying. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right. And now I got some travel coming up, too. I feel like I'm going to be traveling by the end of the next 30 days. A journey or a travel. Now, keep that in mind. I don't know if it's a weekend or a day, but I feel like I'm going somewhere. And it also adds to my horizons. I'm getting an expansion here. Like, I'm meeting new people, and I may even be doing this with a love interest or a that type of a relationship, so keep that in mind. If you're not doing it with a love interest, you may find a love interest while you're doing this. So I just feel like I'm going and I'm either visiting someone or going with people, and I'm just expanding my views and... I don't know if it's like a vacation or an educational thing, but a discovery type of a journey. So keep this in mind, and I feel like it's very beneficial for you as far as relationships go.
Okay.
To get away from it. I feel like I need something refreshing, like new air, new faces, new places. It could help any relationship that's having a problem right now to go to someplace different and enjoy the freshness of it. Is there anything else you were wondering about, William?
Do you see a love interest coming together, like a face?
I do. You know, I feel like you know, is there somebody in your past that just was there and kind of like you fell apart? When was the last time you were in a relationship?
Actually, this was last year. No, the year before last, I'm sorry. And there was a lot of tension in terms of... Rate in terms of economic, like there was just a lot of collision. And
there was a lot of things in the way, right?
Yeah.
Financial.
So financial
and jobs and career and all that.
Yeah.
Is she still available?
I don't know. The thing is, I was concerned that there were things that were coming from family, like not her family, but my family.
Right.
That was very problematic.
Controlling?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. Now you're gonna stumble onto somebody, William. I feel as though when you change jobs, you're steadily heading into a change in employment and a relocation, a move.
Okay.
Now I'm feeling like you meet somebody after these changes in your life take place.
Okay.
But I do feel by the end of January, or the middle, let's say the end of January, middle of February, you met someone that is, it stays on a deep friendship level for a while.
Okay.
And that takes you into the middle of February. And I'm not quite sure what way that goes, but it'll be borderline deep friendship relationship level.
Okay.
At least until the middle of February, end of February.
Okay.
All right. So there is someone coming, and it's going to be pleasant. But where it heads, I'm not quite sure yet.
Okay.
Because I think you got some changes coming up with your life, with employment, and where you're living, and they're going to change things for you. Okay, buddy.
All right, I have a question, and well, just real quick. In terms of when you make predictions or you get readings, I know it's not always, it can go in any direction based on certain factors.
But what is the question, William?
How do you make sure it goes in the direction that you're predicting? Like, do you just, follow what you're saying, or...
What, when you're doing a reading?
When you give the reading.
Yeah.
It doesn't, can it change or can it alter? That's
what all readings are subject to change.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing is written in stone.
Yeah.
That's why I don't guarantee anything with what I do. And, so many different things can change it, too. Well, number one, the reader could be having a bad day.
Yeah.
Number two, unforeseen circumstances that weren't shown come along and change things. So always take any reading with a grain of salt.
Gotcha.
And keep that in mind, that just because somebody's, I'm leaning towards you relocating, changing jobs, and getting in a relationship now, doesn't necessarily mean it's written in stone and it's going to happen.
Okay.
But all the trends and possibilities and circumstances and thoughts and energy are present right now for this to manifest. So, in other words, when I'm reading you, I kind of download your energy.
Yeah.
And I eavesdrop on what's going on and what is manifesting, and I look for things that are going to manifest pretty soon or within 30 days or somewhere down the road, and I verbalize them.
Okay.
I hear them in my head, and I verbalize them. Now, if this is where my info is coming from, a good part of it, you're going to change your mind several times on several different things.
Mm-hmm.
So... after we hang up, you might decide 2 weeks from now, I'm happy where I am and I'm never going to move. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But right now, you're thinking about it, would like to do it, and manifesting it. So, things change, and nothing is written in stone when it comes to the spiritual arts. Yeah. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Good question, William.
Okay.
I'm glad I took the time to answer it, because I believe that's important for a lot of people to hear something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, you're a very good reader, and I keep hearing that, and I finally got to talk to you, so thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I thank you, William, and I'm glad you got through, and tell your friends about us.
Oh, definitely.
All right, buddy. States, watch my emails. The Pal Talk shows are coming, and they will be a lot of fun and free, so...
right.
Tell your friends.
Thank you,
William. Yeah. Okay, everybody. Like I said, I just told William, I didn't know he hung up, but I'm sure he was listening anyway. the Pal Talk shows. They're probably going to be during the day, daytime hours for now, until we figure out just when I can do them and when I can't do them. I recently retired, and it was a major change in our lives, and everything was just topsy-turvy, schedules and adjusting and bumping into each other, and so the dust is settling, and I got a good grip on things. I am coming out in the newspapers locally. So if you're from New York, let me hear from you. Send us an email, and let me know you're seeing the ads and enjoying what I do. There's nothing like it in this area. It's called Greene County. It's upstate New York, and I'd like BBS Radio to become the internet radio station in upstate New York. So help me with this. It's grassroots. It's word of mouth. All my help are volunteers and work their fingers to the bone for me. And it's difficult getting the word out there and having it continue. So anything you can do is much appreciated. There's so many ways you can promote us that I don't want to take up the airtime just talking about that. But any way that you can promote your inner thoughts, Michael Goger, is deeply appreciated. Is there a caller, or am I just yakking away here? All right. I just want to bring your attention to an organization and a group that I believe with all my heart in and I feel is very important, and that's the WOE organization, haltabuse.com. I have it featured on the front page of my website, michaelgoger.com. They have a Yahoo group. They have a program for children. And there is a group of trained advocates that will help you with any type of harassment on the internet that you may be going through. Malicious blogging, identity theft, harassment, stalking, anything that you can think of that you're going through on the internet, this group can help you. They have dozens of trained advocates. These people are trained and they're screened. And the group was started by Ms. Jane Hitchcock. She's been on Montel and Sally, America Most Wanted, spreading her group and her information whenever she can. She's got a couple of awesome books out. I read one book. It's fantastic. She's been a guest on the show twice. And I would like to have her come back. So, because if you look around, the internet is becoming, it always was a big part of our lives. And now it's becoming, I don't know what you would call it. It's just, and we need to be safe, and our children need to be safe. So, don't let a stranger in your living room unless you know what's going on and how to deal with it. So join WOE, and even if you're not being bothered or harassed or stalked, join anyway, just for the information. They have an awesome newsletter with global information. I think it's an air raid. Caller.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
That was the longest beep I ever heard.
I was like, what is going on?
I almost lost my hearing.
I'm sorry.
No problem. I'm glad somebody called. I was feeling lonely.
See, I thought I'd help you out then.
Yeah, I'm glad you got through. What's your first name?
My name is Regina.
Regina?
Mm-hmm.
What part of the world, Regina?
Hi.
What part of the world? What part of the world you calling?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you right. Indianapolis.
Minneapolis.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, another Indiana.
Yeah.
Good. Two Indianas in one day.
Wow.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. You heard me read before, or?
I just started listening to the station probably like now 2 days, and just now, probably I heard your last 15 minutes on this. So I was like, oh, this is pretty neat. So I thought I'd give you a call.
Wow, good. So I caught your attention then.
Yeah.
Regina, good. Tell your friends about us in Indianapolis.
Okay, I will.
Okay. I want to become a world-famous the DJ. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Spread the word. I want to get it out there. I want to get it on. I want to use my voice to make things better in the world.
I think that's awesome.
And I believe I can do it. And my sneaky way of doing it is by being a psychic. How's that for a plan, huh?
I say you're doing good, huh?
Okay. Yeah, well, I've been doing this for 40 years, Regina, and I'm good at it, and I love doing it, so.
That is awesome.
Okay. Well, anyway, thank you for calling, and let me jump into your reading.
Okay.
If the background noise, I said last week, I'm not going to do the show in this office, and I should have listened. But how do I sound, loud and clear?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay. I worry about background noise.
I think the kids in the background's awesome.
Yeah, those are my grandsons, and we do daycare, and I got two offices, and I got trapped in this one, so I ran
with it. Wow.
Anyway, Regina, something going on here with, I want to say, I feel heavy-hearted for some reason with you. Like I just went through a drama of some kind with a friend or a lover or a family member. Or
yes.
Is it making sense to you?
Yes.
I feel like somebody did something, like maybe behind my back, or was cruel, or just upset me and it bothered me. Now, let's see. Where is this going? What do they want to do with this? They just keep giving me this disturbance around you. I feel like it caused me to... I feel like it was a friend, or was it a friend and a lover, too, or...
yes.
Regina?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like it caused a little bit of loneliness, or I just feel anguish a little bit here, so... Did money have something to do with it for some reason? Did it come between yous or hinder the process from getting better? Or does that make sense? What was that?
I don't know.
Okay. But there was a friendship or a relationship that suffered, right?
Yes.
Okay, but you don't know if finances hurt it or led to it.
Well, now my husband right now, he's been off work since May.
Okay.
So finances are here tight real bad.
Right, okay. I was just going to ask you that. And I'm just listening to what I'm hearing, so don't think that you lost me. I was just wondering why they were throwing money at me at the same time. I was feeling down and out. Interesting. I do, you know, what I'm feeling with the hubby is that that's going to improve.
Okay.
Now, money is causing problems. It must be between with you and your hubby with the stress with it, probably.
Yes.
Because I feel like maybe I just had an argument or there's some tension about it, and it would be nice if it disappeared or got better.
Yes.
Now, I do. Was some of the loss on finances due to somebody not doing something, or is it just normal everyday budget affairs type thing? I feel like somebody let someone down, or something didn't go through too with this for some reason. Bear with me, Regina.
Okay.
Bear with me. They're throwing so many things at me, and they're confusing me, and I got a feeling that you got all of this on your mind, and I'm just working on trying to help you make some sense of it. Now, the friendship thing,
mm-hmm.
That is going to go on for a while. I want to go into like half a year with this for some reason. Now, I don't know why it takes so long, but I do feel that it may take that long for some of it to improve and get better. But I do feel from here on in it does get better with the friendship thing, one way or another. It's heading in that direction.
Okay.
So now with the work and the hubby, there is something coming through for him. It's not going to be too much longer. I want to say it could be as soon as 5 days, but I'm really stretching it. Now, I want to say, well, put it this way. I'm definite that it's going to be, you got about 10 more weeks before you're out of the woods, I'm hearing.
Okay.
Now, there's going to be different levels to that, but within 10 weeks, 2.5 months, I'm breathing easier financially.
I agree with that.
Okay.
But they're saying it's going to end around March, where he'll know whether or not Workman's Comp's going to pick everything up or if he's going to have to pay for it.
Okay. Workman's Comp's going to pick it up.
Okay.
Workman Comp is going to play nice. They're going to... I feel like there's been some aggravation.
Yes.
Back and forth, aggravated, but they eventually come through when it's in your favor.
Okay,
so it's just basically aggravation. Okay, now, as far as the working goes, I'm saying, like I said, 2.5-3 months, so it seems like you're pretty much coming to an end there in 3 months and getting everything covered, and I'm pretty sure he goes back to work. From what I'm hearing, or he goes on to something else.
What about me and him? Are we going to be okay?
As far as the relationship goes?
Yes.
Well, I feel like you're under the gun, and it's coming from multiple areas, and I feel like finances and family may take its toll on you guys. Now, I don't know why they're saying family, but I am hearing family, and I feel like there might have been some, I don't know if it's his family, your family, or the both of them, but maybe some jealousies and some spiteful behavior with this interfering, maybe. It would be important to keep family and friends out of your home and relationships as far as emotionally. And when the money improves, you guys are right back on track again. I feel like he is stressed and maybe tense, and you can feel this. So because I feel like my jaw is tight for some reason. So he must be an intense individual where he takes it to heart.
Yeah.
Everything that's going on.
Well,
and
he feels that's his job is, you know, bring home the bread, you know, and so it's hard on him.
Yes, being the breadwinner, it's different psychologies between the man and the woman, and especially if it's a relationship and in a home. You know, he's the breadwinner and the hunter, and you cook and raise the kids, and so you're right on the money, and I think he holds a lot of it in because I feel like I'm very tense inside, so he's holding things in, too. And I believe you're interpreting this to be maybe there's something wrong in the relationship. Because if you don't verbalize attention or put a title on it, other people will feel it as being intention, but not quite sure where it goes. And I feel in his case, most of his oddness or the stress just between the two of you is connected to him and the workplace. And you can tell him that's changing. He is going, comp is going to take care of him. And he will be going back to work.
Okay.
You just need to hang on for a while. Okay. So give it another 2.5 months and you guys will be doing fine.
Now, do you see anything for me in my career? Or?
Well, I'm getting... with you and your career, that's expanding. You got a raise or a promotion coming. But you also got like a different job title coming too, almost like the added work comes with the extra money. And it's a promotion of some kind or an expansion. It's a step up. Do you see anything coming down the line that you were wondering that you'd be included in?
I was thinking about just helping people and maybe going back to school for something. I wasn't too sure what. Or if I wasn't sure if I was going to go back to school. See, I didn't know. With money situation, I'm thinking, you know, no, but...
Yeah. You know, you are working now?
No.
You're not working?
No.
Okay. I feel like you will be. Are you looking for anything?
Well, my husband wants me to get something right now because, you know, money situation, so...
Yeah,
I'm looking at applications like for, you know...
Movie place
or something, you know, video store or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I feel like that you decide to go to work. You're gonna go to work, I believe, until he gets back on his feet.
Okay.
That's definite. Now, the funny thing is, I feel like when you go to work, you kind of enjoy it. And you want to keep going because they offer you something. I feel like they offer you some type of training that has a value to it.
Okay.
So
it's probably a clothing store I'll be working at.
Clothing store?
Yeah.
The business end of it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's basically what I'm feeling. I believe you're going to decide to go to work and then do it until he's back on his feet, which isn't going to be long. Probably 3 months, but then by that time, I believe that you are having fun and you're enjoying it.
Okay.
And they want to advance you, and you want to take advantage of it. So don't be surprised if this happens.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you so much.
All right. Andrea, take care of yourself.
You too, hon. Bye-bye.
All righty. Good luck with everything, and spread my name around Indiana. All right. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts with Michael Goger, the psychic medium. I like to call it the intuitive consultant. You know, you hear the word medium, and right away you want me to connect to Uncle Charlie, and it don't work like that. There are readers that can specialize in that, but I don't. The reason I call myself a medium is because some of my information does come from paranormal sources above and beyond empath and psychic. So I do channel angels, and I do have loved ones coming through, but only when they want to and they're adamant about it. They want to make sure they're heard. Plus, I believe there always is somebody in your spirit world during your reading. It's just that not necessary to bring it out. They might even be the ones bringing the information through. They're just not making me aware of this. So I get my information clairaudient and clairascendant. I hear and feel. I am clairvoyant at times. I do experience phenomena, visual phenomena, but 90% of it is audio. It's a hearing and a feeling that cannot be described. But if you had to put a title on it, it would be audio. It would be hearing and feeling. So this is how I receive my information. And caller, how you doing?
Hello.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
What's your first name?
This is Allison.
Allison?
Mm-hmm.
Bauman?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've called before and you asked me that, so...
You're kidding me. You know, I just heard a laughing from Spirit. They made fun of me. And I did say this to you before.
You did.
Yes. You know what? My guys, they were laughing at me. Okay, Allison. I'm glad you...
Well, I've heard that the name Allison a lot more lately. I don't know why.
Well, she's always on my mind, Allison. Maybe I got a crush on her. I'm only kidding.
She sounds like a really nice lady.
She is a good girl. And I love her attitude and her delivery and the way she does things. So, anyway, Allison, how can I help you? How can I help you? You got a question? I believe I only got like 4 minutes, so...
Okay. I have a question about my marriage.
About your mother?
My marriage.
Oh, your marriage. Relationship. Okay.
My relationship.
So, okay. I just wanted a little bit of help from you because... you can take my thoughts where you want them, and instead of doing the general reading, I wanted you to take my thoughts, and it would eliminate fishing for me in my in myself, not with you. I don't need to fish. I don't need anything. I just do what I do and do the best I can. Okay, Allison, I feel, what I'm feeling is, I feel like there's an issue that's, I feel like there's something between us, and it's being digested. It's being worked on. I feel like I'm butting heads. I feel like I'm struggling with something, a decision of some kind. And it might go all the way down to, do we love each other, or should we move on, or how do we get through this? Now, I feel like I'm coming out of that, and it's, that is going to improve. And I do feel your relationship, in general, is going to improve. And there is more peace coming to the home. There's more balance coming to the home. I'm feeling cozy for some reason. I, for some reason, somebody moving or relocating, it could be a friend, relative, or maybe even you guys. I'm not sure if you're looking, or I'm just throwing that in, and I'm trying to get as much as I can for the home and relationship as I can. Now, I'm even getting a new baby. Now, are you expecting or trying, or?
No.
Is that an issue?
Our relationship is strained, so
I
wouldn't put a baby into that picture, no.
Well, I'm feeling that, and now the baby could be somebody just close to you.
Okay.
Or in the family, because I feel like it's close to me, and I might...
Yeah, I do have a few babies in the family.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and they're either new or coming, and there might even be a new one coming, so...
Okay.
I mean, keep that in mind.
Good.
But your relationship, I see improving, and I am getting the weirdness to it, and a uniqueness to it. And some of the things need to be corrected before it can move forward.
Right.
Okay. Now, I feel like a lot of what needs to be connected is, what do you want, what do I want, and how do we make this work?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm almost feeling like it could be careers, it could be where we're living, it could be what we do for fun. We need to get this all on the same page.
Right.
Okay, now, is he going to be traveling, or does he travel for a living, or is this you? Or does he want to? I mean, is he...
Well, I'm taking a trip in the summer. His avocation, he travels a lot in the summer, too, so it could be either of us that you're picking up on. I don't know.
Okay, well... I got traveling increasing and continuing to be an issue and something that's got to be looked at in the relationship.
Okay.
Because it could add to or help either way. Right now, sometimes I feel like it hinders or confuses things or may get in the way. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right. And... as far as, and something with family, too, does family and friends get in the way of you guys?
I would say so.
You would or you wouldn't?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah, I feel like there's, I'm being drained at times. I need to keep some people out of my business. And he does, too, in order to make this work. Is what I'm hearing. So I feel like at times I'm drained. He said, she said, this one, this, do this, do that, hide from this one, hide from that one. And it's just like, just keep this in mind, that you need to keep everybody out of your relationship between you and him. Nobody can come between you, or else it'll add to the stress of the two of you. Now, I feel like you love him. I feel like he loves you. How long have you been married?
4 years.
Okay, I was hearing four. I should have said it first. then they would have said, wow, that guy's good. But I was hearing four.
Mm-hmm.
Are you moving or building a house soon?
No.
Or thinking of it?
No.
All right, because I got a feeling...
The only move would be is if we separated.
If
that would be
the only move. Yeah, if you were to be separated.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just recently move into the place you're in?
I moved back. We were separated. I moved back here about a month ago.
Oh, okay, because that's what... All right, now I know why. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I believe it's permanent. Because when you came back, you grew a root you didn't have before.
I'm sorry?
When you came back, there was something that wasn't there, and it was there when you came back. Closure of some kind. You either agreed to do something or work on something.
Mm-hmm.
And it made a difference, and it's going to help you to continue.
Okay.
So I feel like you are where you're going to be for a while,
okay,
as far as I can feel and see.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. The big thing for me was when you left and came back. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand why I was feeling that. And when you came back, there was some closure to a few things that helped you move on, and you're going to be able to keep it together.
Okay.
All right?
Great. Thanks so much.
But two things that you need to address, and that's
okay.
Everybody stays out of your relationship, and somewhere along the line, traveling could add stress to your relationship. Always keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks so much.
Okay, and I'm going to let you go. I'm out of time. Thank you. Every week, twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. And if you want to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. Thank you, everybody. Take care and God bless.